welcome to this edition of the Virginia Bioscience Podcast. I am your host, Mark Herzog, the Executive Director of the Virginia Biotechnology Association. This edition features an interview with Delegate Mark Sickles, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates representing Eastern Fairfax County. Delegate Sickles' 43rd Legislative District spans the area east of the Springfield Interchange and includes Franconia and Fort Belvoir. In 2008, Delegate Sickles chaired the Joint Legislative Subcommittee studying biotechnology and is the chief patron for a number of bills proposed by that panel. The interview took place in Delegate Sickles' office on January the 13th, the day before the start of the 2009 session of the Virginia General Assembly. The program lasts approximately 6 minutes. For more information about the biosciences in Virginia, please visit us on the web at www.vabio.org. All right, Delegate Sickles, thanks so much for taking the time to participate in our podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience here in the legislature?
Yeah, Mark, I have been here. This is my sixth year, going into my sixth winter session. I serve on three great committees, the Commerce and Labor Committee, Health, Welfare, and Institutions, and Privileges and Elections. These committees give you a broad array of issues to learn about. I've taken a personal interest, as you know, in technology and science and trying to make sure Virginia is in the forefront and is able to compete against other states that are trying to develop their science and industry and have its science and industry work better together. And that is, as you know, what I'm going to be focusing on in this session.
And tell us a little about your district, too.
My district is in the southern part of Fairfax County. The northwest corner is Springfield Mall and the end of the Blue Line. It goes down south from there about 9 miles to Poetic Road, and so it includes parts of northeast Lorton. It comes up Telegraph Road. I have the north post of Fort Belvoir and the Telegraph Road corridor almost all the way to the Beltway again.
I see. Now, over the last year, you spent time chairing a legislative subcommittee about the biosciences. What was that experience like?
It was great. It was nice to get people together from industry and from our PhD granting universities to figure out how we can do more with the little resources that we have in Virginia. My long-term goal, of course, is to increase the amount of state investment in these areas, but the two bills in the House that we have this year and one bill in the Senate will be significant reforms and hopefully will help us, as I said, get more bang for the buck.
Now, some of those recommendations you just mentioned are now going to be turned into bills before the 2009 General Assembly session. Can you tell us a little bit about what those bills will be doing?
The bills will allow our Innovative Technology Authority to make grants to scientists that are able to pull down federal grants. It will allow the money to be used to back up or support a lease so that we can develop wet lab space, which is something we need desperately in Northern Virginia. And it says that at least half the money has to be used in concert with or in combination with, coordination with, something that's come out of one of our universities.
That's great. And there's also talk about an angel investor tax credit fix or improvement.
Right. The angel investor tax credit, which is only $3 million. It has been only $3 million over the years. It's authorized to be up to $5 million. Is a tax credit that's been taken advantage of by some non-high technology investments, and we are going to fix that so that only the best investments are eligible for the tax credit.
Now, we've all heard a lot about the climate right now. The economic climate is probably one of the worst in decades, certainly in your experience up here in the Capitol. Tell us about what it's going to be like in this environment trying to pass your agenda.
Well, we're going to try to keep a low profile on the money part. We are a little bit nervous about bringing up the tax credit because these things will be looked at very closely in this revenue environment. But I think that it won't be an issue because this is one of the few things and a minimal thing we're doing to keep Virginia competitive against the more significant investments that are being made in our neighboring states and states across the country and other countries, frankly. So we're in a competitive environment, so I think that'll help save the tax credit. On the research, this really fits right in with the budget problems because we want to make sure more than ever that the little that we are spending directly on research is going into the most projects that will lead to commercialization, that will lead to new business in the Commonwealth.
That's great. Now, if you were going to give advice to biotech executives who might be listening to this podcast around Virginia, what role could they play in helping you with these bills?
Well, I hope that you will tell them when the committee meetings are, and you have organized really fantastic testimony for us on bills that we've tried to do in the past. The witnesses make a great difference. It gets legislators excited about moving forward with this stuff. I think that's the major thing you can do is bring people to the Capitol to say we need these bills at a minimum and help lay the groundwork for what we're going to do next year.
Mm-hmm. Is there a role for individual members to contact their legislators?
That would be fantastic. Please call them. We don't have numbers on the bills yet as we make this podcast, but you'll know within 48 hours what those will be, and please start a letter writing, phone-in campaign.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your support of the industry.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's something that we need to do, and it's something that's a great personal interest to me, something that's important to our constituents in Northern Virginia. We have a highly educated economy. Higher education is the prime concern that we have in our area besides transportation. I mean, if you were to say, what two issues do we need to improve on and make sure we're the best of the 50 states, that would be improving our higher education institutions and the research they do in the taking of that and turning that into jobs in the future. That is the hottest places in the United States, the hottest economies are in the places where we have a very close relationship between our higher education system and the business community. And that's what I want to work on. And, of course, we want to get a transportation bill before I leave this place. We're working hard on that.
That's great. Well, good luck with the session.
Thank you.
Thank you for downloading the podcast of the Virginia Biotechnology Association. For more information, please visit us at www.vabio.org.